We now know who the sexiest man of the year is, don't we?
Yes, we do. It is none other than John Krasinski, the actor who brought us Jim on the TV show The Office, brought us Jack Ryan in the Amazon series, among many other roles. On hearing the news, he said he thought his friends were punking him when he heard it. His wife of 14 years, actress Emily Blunt, was sarcastically joking before all of this was announced that she would wallpaper the house with the cover of the magazine if he actually won. And now that he has, so let's see if she is true to her word. People magazine has been announcing a sexiest man of the year since 1985. The very first one was Mel Gibson. George Clooney's been in there, Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, Michael B. Jordan. Do you know that Nick Nolte was once sexiest man alive? I went back and looked at the list.
That was before the mugshot picture.
That has got to be a typo. Nothing personal against Nick Nolte. How does he wind up on that list?
Let's see here. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. Is Eva Longoria really leaving the country?
Yeah, she's already gone.
Really?
A lot of celebrities, before the election said that if the election didn't turn out the way that they wanted, they would leave America, and she's actually the first one that actually did it. A lot of people have said it. Robert De Niro right now is saying that he's also going to move, but Eva Longoria has actually done it, according to reports, that she's splitting her time between Mexico and Spain. She's lived her entire adult life in the U.S., but says that the U.S. has now entered a dystopian phase. She detected a change in American attitudes years ago and said that the U.S. went over the edge during the COVID pandemic. But since last week's election, that was the final straw. And she says that she's counting her blessings, that she has the financial wherewithal to get away with this, unlike many people who cannot do it. But according to all the reports, she said bye-bye.
Are you really going to find a country better than the good old U.S. of A?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep, I sort of agree with that.
Yeah, people are still trying to get into this country, and many more trying to get in than get out. Clay Aiken is returning to music.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Talk about sexiest man alive. Here's the guy.
Yeah.
Clay Aiken, human who looked most like Howdy Doody, if you remember. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. He was the second place winner on the second season of American Idol. Way back in 2003, remember there was like the big battle between him and Ruben, and Clay got out of the music business and ran for Congress unsuccessfully twice. He's got a Christmas album that he's putting out that comes out this Friday called Christmas Bells Are Ringing. He says it's traditional and cozy, the way that Christmas albums ought to be. And he said, as for politics, he said, I am cured of that.
Well, a lot of people are at this point. And we know more about the death of Quincy Jones now, Dean.
Yeah, the official cause of death was announced. And it turns out that Quincy Jones died as a result of pancreatic cancer. That was the only factor in his death. Quincy Jones was 91 years old. He died on November 3rd at his home in Bel Air in the Los Angeles area. Pancreatic cancer, the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., one of the quickest and cruelest.
Yes, deadly. Dave Coulier has gone public with his cancer diagnosis. How is he doing?
He's apparently, I guess, doing okay. He made the announcement that he has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, cancerous growth the size of a golf ball, was surgically removed, and he is undergoing chemotherapy. But he posted a video making the announcement himself. He looked pretty good. He sounded pretty good. They did a test of his bone marrow, and the cancer has not spread, which is great. It means it's pretty treatable, 90% curable. You know, because he's a stand-up comedian, after he got the diagnosis, he calls his wife to tell her, and she thought he was joking during.
Yeah, of course.
You know, hilarious stage three cancer.
Oh, man. I'm hearing a lot of things about this Kieran Culkin, Jesse Eisenberg movie, and the little commercials for it look pretty good.
Yeah, I like Jesse Eisenberg is such a smart actor. He wrote and directed this movie, which is the story of two cousins, kind of odd couple cousins. One is, you know, very proper, and the other is kind of wild and crazy. That's Kieran Culkin, Jesse Eisenberg. Not only co-stars, but as I said, he wrote and directed this movie, which is called A Real Pain. And we sat down and talked with both of them. Kieran Culkin bringing back a character that he plays pretty often in the movies, kind of the lovable loser kind of character, and said that it's harder than it looks.
It's hard and tired at the end of the day, but it's also insane amount of fun. It's a lot, yes. I was very, very tired, but it was just a pure joy, and I got a lot of great people to work with.
All character movies can be lessons in empathy. And in terms of like making a movie about this topic, which is an important topic and important to me, it just feels like, you know, maybe getting 0.5% closer to understanding where I came from. And I remember visiting the Rwandan Genocide Museum in Kigali and thinking, this is exactly what I saw at Auschwitz. This is the same thing, how horrible that it can happen in so many different places. There's a character in the movie that's actually based on my friend Eloge, who survived the Rwandan Genocide, converted to Judaism as a refugee in Canada. And I was trying to create a character in this movie that was not Jewish, by background, to illustrate the kind of cross, the transcendent way that trauma can exist in other cultures, and we could kind of find commiseration, you know, generations later.
Yeah, you know, this is a comedy, but it's also at times a very serious movie, because it's about these two cousins who go on a road trip to Poland to honor their grandmother, who was a Holocaust survivor. So there are some, you know, pretty serious undertones in the movie as well. But they interweave some comedy and, you know, the conflict between these two very different kind of people. So it's called A Real Place, and it opens in theaters tomorrow. I'll tell you, A Real Pain, rather. And I'll tell you more about it tomorrow.
Jesse Eisenberg is in this streaming series. We just finished watching it. Fleischman is in Trouble. I think it's on Hulu. And he sounds a little like Woody Allen in this series. But he's really, really good. Didn't he play Mark Zuckerberg?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget the name of that the Facebook movie. Social Network.
Good. Social Network. Yeah.
He's always reminded me of Woody Allen. He's got, you know, sort of that quiet demeanor, that nervous kind of quality to him, but is just one of the nicest actors that I've ever talked with. You actually feel like you're having a conversation with a human being when you sit down and talk
How about
him.
That? He's and great. It seems like Kieran Culkin has got his head screwed on straight, even though in Succession he was off the charts crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Won an Emmy Award for it. Crazy paid off for him in Succession.
By the way, I'm glad you brought up the Elvis documentary yesterday, because I watched it on Netflix last night.
And?
Oh, man, this is fantastic. Darlene Love is in it, and Bruce Springsteen and Billy Corgan. But it's really, of all the Elvis documentaries, and I think I've seen them all, this is one of the best. They focus on that 1968 comeback special, but they give a pretty good overview of the Elvis career and Colonel Tom Parker and how he kind of messed Elvis up because of that contract and all those terrible movies.
Right.
And I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I would explain why you're wearing a sequin jumpsuit to work today.
Yeah, so. And having having a peanut butter and banana sandwich for breakfast.
Yeah. Handing out scarves. The whole staff, the sweaty scarves to the staff this morning.
So do I put the Kieran Culkin, Jesse Eisenberg movie on the go see it list this weekend?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to give it a good review. There's a lot that's opening this weekend. There's a new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie. It's a Christmas movie where he's like Santa's bodyguard. That's opening up. But you know,
is that the one? Is Bonnie Hunt in that movie?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure.
I thought I saw her promoting some movie, but and I was wondering what happened to Bonnie Hunt. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Have to check that out.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That's what we're talking about.
These are the kind of movies that I've been talking about this week. These, you know, kind of serious, under the radar movies that are not going to make them, you know, billions of dollars, and you know, may or may not get awards. But these are the ones that are definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, I'm glad they're still making movies like that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't know what I would do if everything was Venom, if all the movies were, you know, sci-fi based and fantasy based.
I know. All right, Dean Richards, Entertainment News. More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Yep.